Wherever Jesus went, great crowds followed him. People of every condition gathered round the Lord. There were proud, high-class Pharisees and lawyers, rich and dishonest publicans, the sick, the needy, and the social outcasts, as well as the ordinary man. Jesus taught them all. Having spoken about God's love and mercy towards every sinner who repents, Jesus then gave a solemn warning to those whose greed and wealth had made them blind and self-centered. Speaking in parables, he told his disciples to be prudent, wise, and above all faithful. Whoever is trustworthy in small matters, he said, will also be trustworthy in great ones. And whoever is dishonest in small matters will also be dishonest in great ones. Adding that it was not possible to faithfully serve two masters, God and Mammon, that is, money. The Pharisees heard all this and sneered at Jesus because they loved money. Jesus said to them, "You justify yourselves in the eyes of men, but God knows your hearts. What is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight." Then he told them a parable to illustrate what he meant. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, who was covered with sores, which the dogs came and licked. The poor man longed to eat what fell from the rich man's table. One day the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side in paradise. The rich man also died and was buried, and he went to Hades. As he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip his finger in some water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony." Abraham replied, "Remember, my son, that in your lifetime you were given all the good things, but Lazarus had the bad things. Now he is comforted, while you are in torment. Besides all that, there is a great abyss lying between us, so that those who want to cross over from here to you cannot do it, nor can anyone cross over to us from where you are." Then the rich man said, "I beg you, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to warn my five brothers, so that they at least will not also come to this place of torment." But Abraham replied that they had Moses and the prophets in Holy Scripture to warn them, and that if they were not convinced by Moses and the prophets, then they would not be convinced, even if someone came back from the dead to warn them. One day some Pharisees asked Jesus when the kingdom of God would come. The Lord replied, "The kingdom of God does not come visibly, nor will people say, 'It is here,' or 'It is there,' because the kingdom of God is among you." Christ, at his first coming, brought the reign and power of God to earth in a way that was not evident to everyone. But in speaking of his second coming, Jesus told his disciples that God would intervene on earth in a way that everyone would see. "As the lightning flashes across the sky," he said, "and lights it up from one end to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day." But, he added, "first he must suffer many things and be rejected." Then he warned his listeners that the world would be caught unawares on that day, just as they were in Noah's time, when the flood came, or when Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed by fire from heaven in the days of Lot. Men were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building, and getting married, up to the day they were destroyed. "That is how it will be on the day the Son of Man is revealed," said Jesus. "People will have to give up everything they have or be destroyed, as Lot's wife was, when fire came down on Sodom." "Whoever tries to keep his life will lose it," said Jesus, "and whoever loses his life will save it." The Lord's coming in judgment will separate people one from another. "Out of two people sleeping in one bed, one will be taken, the other left," said Jesus. "Two men will be in the field, one will be taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding corn together, one will be taken, the other left." Next episode, some teaching on prayer.